The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
I'm not sure if I've shared this before already, but in a Thanksgiving dinner a few years ago, a priest friend of mine was telling me that Thanksgiving is his most favorite holiday. And I thought he was being sarcastic because he doesn't like turkey and mashed potatoes. I always have to prepare something different for him, like beef or chicken, because he wouldn't eat turkey. And trying to be tolerant of his sarcasm, I asked, "Why is Thanksgiving your favorite holiday?" He said, "It's because every single Thanksgiving, my parish has more people attending Mass than usual. And the greatest part of it, it's not even a holiday of obligation. Yet, they are there." With that response, I realized that he was actually serious and not being sarcastic. And he made a beautiful and great point. You probably still have many things to do after this Mass: turkey to stuff, green beans to boil, potatoes to peel, or football to watch. Yet you find yourself here today at Mass hoping for a much shorter homily. But you are here. You are here even though it isn't a day of obligation. Yet, it isn't a day of obligation, but it is a day of opportunity. An opportunity to express our gratitude to God for the many blessings that He poured or bestowed upon us and continues to pour and bestow on us. It is an opportunity to pause and reflect on the goodness and providential love of God. You know, very often, at least I can speak of my own experience in my own prayer life, very often in my own prayer life, I spend so much time asking for things, pleading God for this, for that, and for some other things. I tend to ask more than anything else. "Lord, grant me this. Lord, I ask for this and that." But the question is, what comes next after the asking, after the pleading? The gospel today makes a very important point and lesson for us. The gospel today about the 10 lepers teaches us what comes next after our asking, especially if what we plead before God is granted, and what comes next is an act of gratitude, to thank the Lord. In the story of the of the 10 lepers. 10 asked to be healed, and all of the 10 were healed physically. But only one returned to thank Jesus. I think when in one of the Sundays or weekdays that I spoke about this same gospel, I mentioned that the 10 asked for sanitation, physical healing, that is the restoration of the bodily health. But only one experienced holistic healing, the total healing of the person, especially the healing of the heart. Only one returned for salvation. Only one was told, stand up, go, your faith has saved you. The 9 lepers who did not go back to thank Jesus saw faith purely as a means to an end. It's all about me. I come to Jesus because I am in need. I see him as a tool to be utilized. Yes, I believe in what he could do, but that's it. Once I get what I want, once I get what I desire, then life continues for me just like before. Jesus is out of the picture again. For them, Jesus was essentially a means to an end. So whenever we go back to God to thank him, we are ultimately telling him, Lord, I would not be able to exist without you. My life depends on you. My existence depends on you. You are my salvation. Or recognizing him too, as what we heard today from the first reading from the book of Sirach. Bless the Lord of all, who has done wondrous things on earth, who fosters people's growth from their mother's womb. You know, I love that. You know, reminding us that the providence of God began even before we were born. That the love and care for God for each and every one of us predates our own birth. And he continues to do so. For some people, though, giving thanks might be hard to express, especially with the different things that have happened in the world right now. Some people might be experiencing difficult situation. It may be hard for some people to celebrate Thanksgiving this year due to sickness, due to a loss of a loved one, losing a job, or probably a recent divorce. Whatever it is, it seems that there is no reason to give thanks in the face of those situations. Yet, we realize that God's blessings are closer than we may think. Every breath in the morning is a blessing. Every moment. Bless the God of all, Sirach exclaims, who has done wondrous things on earth. And we are incredibly part of God's continuing creation in the world. And what blessing to be able to say that. And thanksgiving and gratitude is inseparable from our faith. You know, I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass that what a great start for us to celebrate Thanksgiving. What a great start to be here at Mass. Because the Mass itself, you know, the Greek word for Mass is Eucharistein, which means thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. So that is why it's inseparable. And it just comes to mind now, you know, the words of St. John Paul II in his encyclical on the Eucharist, Ecclesia Eucharistia. He said, the Eucharist makes the church. The Eucharist makes the church. And if we substitute the other name for Eucharist, which is Thanksgiving, we can say that Thanksgiving makes the church. And if we can substitute the word church to you and I, we can say that Thanksgiving makes you and I. Meaning without an act of thanksgiving, we would not be able to realize our ultimate potential and who we are. So, my dear friends, make this day, this very day, a kind of prayer, beginning here and now. And as the day unfolds, carry that prayer with you. Live it, give it. This is, after all, a day for giving, giving thanks. And it doesn't have to end when you say a grace, when you say grace over the turkey. In fact, it doesn't have to end tonight. God's gift certainly won't. Every beat of our heart affirms that incredible mystery. God has given us life, extravagant, wonderful, painful, tumultuous, challenging, yet it is a precious gift. Let's strive to remind ourselves of God's blessing wherever we find them, however they come to us, and to give thanks for them every day and every moment. Happy Thanksgiving. Just a little bit in Spanish, because we have our brothers and sisters who are Spanish speakers here. La gratitud no es siempre fácil. Todos sabemos que la generosidad, la entrega de un regalo, significa pensar más en los demás y que nosotros mismos. Representa un acto de amor. Pero también es saber ser agradecido. Dar gracias es prolongarse uno mismo, es recordar de dónde viene ese regalo. ¿De dónde? Del Señor. Se trata de reconocer que, así como el leproso que fue curado en el Evangelio, que cambió la dirección a la cual él iba y se dirigió de nuevo a Jesús, todo el camino de vuelta desde el tiempo para darle las gracias. Es importante y adecuado que hoy todos nos detenemos para dar gracias por todas las personas que han sido parte de nuestras vidas y nos ha formado de lo que hoy en día somos. Y también para recordar las abundantes bendiciones que hemos recibido. Y hoy lo hacemos en el contexto de la Santa Misa, de la Eucaristía. Lo que yo dije en mi homilía en inglés, Eucaristía es la palabra griega que significa acción de gracias. Y la Eucaristía es el mayor acto de acción de gracias, porque aquí se celebra de la forma más poderosa y profunda la comunicación de Dios a la humanidad. A nosotros, en la persona de su Hijo Jesús que murió por nosotros. Entonces, no hay mayor de acción de gracias que lo que estamos haciendo hoy. Frente a este misterio, el único gesto apropiado, aparte de admiración, es el agradecimiento. En el lenguaje de la fe, nosotros nos llamamos personas eucarísticas, es decir, un pueblo de acción de gracias, porque sabemos que sin la amorosa providencia de Dios no sería posible estar aquí y no habrá futuro a una mañana. Por todo lo que ha pasado, gracias, Señor. Y por todo lo que ha de pasar, gracias también. Y así sea.